Good morning, and welcome to St. Benedict Parish. Today we are celebrating the Solemnity of the Ascension, and our celebrant today is Father Dan. Readings for today's Mass can be found in Breaking Bread, beginning at page number 152. Please join us in singing our opening hymn, which can be found in Breaking Bread, number 726, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Please turn to 726 and please stand.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
As we gather to celebrate this Eucharist on the Feast of the Ascension, when the Lord returned to the Father, let us begin by pausing for a moment, calling to mind our sins, our dependence upon the Lord in all things, and ask for pardon and peace. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Glory to God in the highest. begotten Son. Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who believe that your only begotten Son, our Redeemer, ascended this day to the heavens, may in spirit dwell already in heavenly realms, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
I now invite the children and the catechists to come forward. They seem happy to be going. Lord, we ask your blessing upon these children and their catechists, that their time together as they listen to God's word, they may also learn more how Jesus is present to them always. We ask your blessing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And go in peace.
A reading from the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days, and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, He was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking up at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven." The word of the Lord.
God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. All you peoples, clap your hands, shout to God with cries of gladness. For the Lord, the Most High, the Awesome, is the great King over all the earth. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. God mounts his throne amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid trumpet blasts. Sing praise to God, sing praise to our King, sing praise. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. For King of all the earth is God, sing hymns of praise. God reigns over the nations, God sits upon his holy throne. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord, Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation resulting in knowing of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call. What are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones? And what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe, in accord with the exercise of his great might, which we worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at the right hands in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Go and teach all nations, says the Lord. I am with you always until the end of the world. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
And the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. What's with the disciples in the Acts of the Apostles, our first reading? It's almost comical. The disciples are standing there watching Jesus go up, watching, standing there clueless, as if Jesus hadn't told them what to do. God must have gotten tired. He sends an angel. "Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky?" The angel had to get them moving. He was as much as saying, "Get on with it." Well, aren't we like the disciples? We hesitate to put our faith into action. And what's with the 11? When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Say what? What's there to doubt? A whole crowd saw him die, and now they see him, hear him, and touch him. A little slow on the uptake. He's alive. But seeing is not believing. It's knowing. What was the doubt about? The verb "they doubted" can be translated as "they hesitated." Why the hesitancy? They had to take the final step of faith and put it into action. They had to get on with it. We say we believe, but have we really put faith into action? Faith has to become action if it is to become vibrant love. Faith must become worship and loving, serving and sharing. Now, I might imagine that it would have been better if Jesus had stayed around. But then I wouldn't need faith because I could see for myself. Everything would be easier. But here's the rub. I would be less. I would be less than what God wants. With Jesus like a cop patrolling the earth there would be no villains and there would be no heroes. There would be no sinners and I would never become a saint. In such a world, Jesus remains distant, even though I could see him. I would be here and he would be over there. Jesus had to go away in order to come into me in a new and deeper way. We say that the ascension is Jesus' enthronement at the right hand of the Father, imagining as if there were in some far place, a faraway place, and God sat on a throne. Well, in a Copernican universe, where do they put the body? Behind the planet Pluto? The language of ascension points to a radically new reality. Jesus' flesh enters into a divine way of being, so much so that it becomes a continuing intimacy and connection in me. Behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. Jesus is no longer one man in one place at one time. He becomes in the ascension the truly universal man who is God with us, in us. The resurrection and the ascension inaugurate a new state of being for human nature. Luke tells us he was lifted up and a cloud took him from their sight. Well, the cloud is not a stage prop. It's commentary. In the scriptures, the cloud is associated with God the Father himself, be it the cloud that led the Israelites in the desert, or the cloud hovering over Mount Sinai, or the cloud filling the temple at its dedication, or the cloud engulfing Jesus at the transfiguration. The risen Jesus and with him our nature. The risen Jesus and with him our nature, our very physicalness, is taken up into God by God himself. If you think about it, heaven for us begins in the ascension. Cardinal Casper offers this insight. Heaven takes shape in the resurrection and exaltation of Christ. Jesus is not actually taken up into heaven, but in being finally accepted with God, heaven starts to exist. Heaven is the resurrected body of Christ. End of quote. The risen Jesus took our flesh, the flesh of his birth as man, into God, who holds the entire cosmos, into a time that is God's own eternity. Yet some hesitated. They had to take a free leap of faith that the man they touched and ate with, laughed, sang, and danced with, was also truly divine. They had to trust that the very physicality that makes us to be us is to be transformed, taken up, and united to God himself. God's love invaded our broken world in the incarnation. The risen Lord invades it in every baptism. He invades you in every Eucharist. With what reverence we should hold the Eucharist in our hands. Are you fully aware when you carry whom you carry in your very flesh? In the Eucharist, he binds us all as one. As our second reading said, you are church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. Yes, Jesus summons us into action, not to safety. Fear makes us hesitate. Inattentiveness makes us unaware. Ego makes us joyless. We can be so like the apostles, staring, watching, hesitating. He gives us more than an angel. so that we can get on with it. Each of us is given the Spirit and the divine commission, go make disciples of all nations. Yes, you are on a mission from God to share the good news. It begins with the awareness of just who Jesus is. It is lived in the thankfulness of being a divine future, of being given a divine future, and it gives itself away in humble, loving service. It is letting Christ shine in you. Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? Get on with it. And now, as a sign of our unity as Catholics, let us stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. And now let us turn to the Lord in prayer.
That the church on earth will ever keep to its evangelical mission of making disciples of all nations, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the leaders of the world may realize that they must give an account of their work to Jesus Christ when he returns as our judge, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That no one will be so attached to this earth as to regret being called to eternal life in heaven, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may all come to the maturity of faith in the fullness of the risen Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That everyone, from large producers to small consumers, be committed to avoid wasting food and to ensure that everyone has access to quality food, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our young people who are receiving their first Holy Communion during this season of Easter, that their faith and devotion may grow, and they may walk with Jesus all their lives, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our parish family, and all those included in our parish family prayer tree, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all our dead ascend to glory with Christ, our priest and king, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Loving God, these are our prayers. We present them to you in great faith through Christ our Lord. share in the divinity of Christ and humbled myself to share in the humanity. Let us pray that this our sacrifice may be acceptable to God, the Father Almighty. We offer sacrifice now in supplication, O Lord, to honor the wondrous ascension of your Son. Grant, we pray, that through this most holy exchange, we too may rise up to the heavenly realms. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
And lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For after his resurrection, he plainly appeared to all his disciples, and was taken up to heaven in their sight, that he may make us sharers in his divinity. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray, that partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Leo, our Pope, Paul, our Archbishop, the clergy, and all those who serve your people. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with
your spirit. Let us take a moment and offer each other the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Please join us for our first communion hymn, number 598, Worthy is the Lamb, 598.
Lamb that was slain to receive honor and glory. Worthy are the ones who believe to receive the goodness of God. Worthy are you, O Paschal Lamb. Wisdom and strength belong now to you. You laid down your life and died upon the cross. We've become a people of hope. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive honor and glory. Worthy are the ones who believe to receive the goodness of God. Worthy are you, O bread of life, salvation and joy belong now to us by conquering death and rising to new life. We become a people of praise. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive honor and glory. Worthy are the ones who believe to receive the goodness of God. Worthy are you, O risen Christ, wonders and signs revealing your might, your power and glory shine upon our lives. We become your light for the world. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive honor and glory. Worthy are the ones who believe to receive the goodness of God.
Our second communion hymn will be Alleluia, Sing to Jesus, number 730. 730.
Alleluia, sing to Jesus, is the scepter, is the throne. Alleluia, His the triumph, His the victory alone. Hark the songs of peaceful Zion, thunder like a mighty flood. Jesus out of every nation has redeemed us by His blood. Alleluia, not as orphans are we left in sorrow now. Alleluia, He is near us, faith believes nor questions how. Though the cloud from sight received Him, when the 40 days were o'er, shall our hearts
forget his promise. I am with you evermore. Alleluia, bread of angels, here on earth our food, our stay. Alleluia, hear the sinful plea to you from day to day. Intercessor, friend of sinners, earth's redeemer, plead for me. Where the songs of all the sinless sweep across the crystal seas. Alleluia, King eternal, you the Lord of lords we own. Alleluia, born of Mary, earth your footstool, heaven your throne. You within the veil have entered, robed in flesh, our great high priest. Here on earth, both priest and victim, in the Eucharistic feast. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Savior who has won the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, font of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia, to the triune majesty.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who allow those on earth to celebrate divine mysteries, grant, we pray, the Christian hope may draw us onward to where our nature is united with you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And let us be seated.
The Parish Family Pentecost Vigil Mass will be held at St. John, May 23rd at 5 p.m. This will be the only Vigil Mass on May 23rd, no Vigil Mass at St. Alphonsus. Immediately following the Pentecost Vigil Mass will be a Data Night at St. John Egan Hall across the street from the church. Together we can review our Parish Family Data Snapshot to better understand where we are as a parish family. If you have not read the data snapshot, please pick up a copy on your way out after Mass. You can also find the link to the digital copy in the bulletin. Training for Eucharistic Ministers of Holy Communion is Tuesday, May 19th at 7 p.m. here at St. Benedict Church. All aspiring and currently serving liturgical ministers are invited to join. And if you have any questions about it, find me after Mass. Thank you to everyone who has already submitted their annual Catholic Appeal pledge and gift. We are truly grateful for your generosity and support. We are currently at 29% of our goal here at St. Benedict. If you have not yet participated, please prayerfully consider making your ACA gift today to help us reach our goal. Envelopes are available in the pews, and a QR code for online donations can be found in the bulletin. Parishioners of all ages, especially parents of students looking to complete volunteer hours, are invited to sign up for our St. Benedict Church Stewards Ministry. By serving in this ministry, you will keep our church clean, beautiful, welcoming, and prayerful for everyone who walks through the doors. Find more information by picking up and reading through the bulletin about these and many other items. Please support our St. Vincent de Paul ministry. If you have not yet done so, please kindly take an envelope from the pews and place your donation in the collection basket located in the vestibule. Thank you for your continued generosity and support. Lastly,